So this was actually our main fear, that if, it could be a deadly virus for which we don't have a vaccine yet, we don't have a specific treatment yet.
On the 30th of January, the Director General of the World Health Organization declared the outbreak of novel coronavirus a public health emergency of international concern. With the global death toll currently at 426 and the amount of global confirmed cases sitting at 19,000 as of the 3rd of February, World Health Organization Manager of Emergency Response in Africa, Michelle Yao, briefed us on what is currently known about the virus. He says that the virus seems to have originated from an animal, but to date they are not sure what animal, and that global scientists are still working furiously to learn more about the virus and develop a vaccine.
For us, it's a high priority. As I mentioned, the risk assess is very high for China and China neighborhood. But it's high also for Africa, and it's why the public health emergency of international concern has been declared, is to mobilize the entire community. We need to know more about the virus and what could be effective on it in terms of treatment and possible vaccine. So declaring it a public health emergency will mobilize the entire community to focus on.
Yao warns that despite the fact that the African continent is currently unaffected, early detection will be paramount in protecting the continent. He urges anyone showing symptoms to seek medical attention early.
The symptoms are flu-like symptoms. It's fever, it's coughing, sneezing. But the major thing that was observed with this virus is a respiratory distress, that not being able to breathe and requiring some emergency care. This is why we have about 2% of the number of cases so far in China that died from this virus. So what we advise people, if you're traveling from the affected area, and you have some symptoms, to quickly go to the health facility before reaching the level of requiring intensive care. And also this will help you to protect your families and your neighborhood not to to have the disease. So seeking healthcare early is really the good thing to do.
Yao says that the African continent needs to take the alert seriously and to increase their detection capacity, particularly at airports.
So far, fortunately, in Africa, we don't have a confirmed case. We have quite a number of alerts, and this alert turned out negative. Right now, we're still monitoring some alerts from Botswana, from Mauritania, and I think also from DRC. And we are very lucky that so far none of the alerts, we have around 29 alerts, none of them were found out positive in Africa. We cannot say that we are fully ready because you need to anticipate also the worst scenario.
For Multimedia Live, a division of Arena Holdings, I've been Paige Muller.